Merħba l-issemmija kolla ta' Campus FM, jina Roberto nerġen l-aqom maħna għal-program miħor mil-kolleċ, fejn ġima wara ġima, nitalmu naqriktar fuq il-komunità tal-kolleċ u x-toffri l-istudenti u l-istaff taħħa. Din il-ġima ħankunet inħarsu li l-aspet internazjonali tal-Junior College. Ħankunet inħarsu mux biss li il-programmi li noffru għaw Malta, manki programmi oħra li noffru għall-istudenti biex involvu ruħom f'attivitajiet li lin minn xtutna. Illum il-mistidna tagħna għandna magħna l-Miss Borjana Chaneva, li hija l-persuna li tikkoordina il-Junior College International Office, u ħanaqilbu għall-programm bl-Ingliż minħabba li Borjana tista' spjegana aħjar din il-lingwa. Welcome Borjana, thank you for being with us today.
Hi Roberto, thanks for having me.
So to start it off, I would like to make a small distinction before you start speaking about the Junior College International Office, because the University of Malta has an international office and the role is a bit different. So quickly on the international office at university, if you're an international student and you would like to study at Junior College or at the University of Malta, the international office at university is your first port of call. You make contact with that office, you put forward your qualifications and your studies, and the international office at university will guide you if your qualifications are similar to the ones we are asking, and it will also guide you what processes you need to go through. So that is the international office at university. But today we want to focus on the Junior College International Office. And I will start off with a quick question to Borjana. So, Junior College International Office. When was it set up and how has it evolved during the years?
So the Junior College International Office was set up on college campus premises officially back in 2004. This coincided with Malta's accession to the EU, as everyone would remember. Although actually similar international activities were already being implemented by the college. But this more formal setup has aimed to promote international opportunities and encourage participation in European and international projects amongst the students and members of staff as well. This ultimately ensured the continuity, I believe, and facilitated internationalization at the junior college in order to develop and improve its educational services and training through international cooperation.
So, Borjana, you have mentioned internationalization. What does this mean? And how was it developed in practice?
Okay, so the Junior College has its own internationalization strategy, as does the University of Malta, of course, which basically follows the principles of strengthening the international and more specifically European dimension of learning and teaching. This is done by exposing our students to a wider global perspective, by experiencing cultural diversity, and of course opening them to international concepts and thought process. Also, exposure to different cultures and languages is of utmost importance, as we believe it enriches each individual whilst helping them grow and better adapt to the current competitive demands of a fast-paced international labor market. Another important role of our internationalization strategy is that of increasing the quality of learning and teaching through cross-border exchange and sharing of best practices between schools, which happens mainly through collaboration with partner schools from our own network of contact. More specifically, what I can say is that what we do in practice in our work is that we work on international projects, the Erasmus Plus program, international bilateral exchanges between partner schools, international events, examples like organizing or attending youth festivals such as music or cultural events. What we also do is international programs for students. We take part in Euroscholar, Model United Nations. It depends from year to year.
Okay, so could we go through an experience of participating, let's say, in an Erasmus Plus program, one that we have created ourselves? Can we get a sort of idea of how it works out?
Of course. The Junior College benefits from Erasmus Plus program, which provides financial support for students engaged in various learning programs. I can give you an example of an Erasmus Plus, specifically the youth exchange kind of project. As you said, there is a process involved. So the life cycle of such a project starts with the approval of a program's project application, usually. Then we gather a team, which is comprised of students and support staff. Who act as their leaders. This is done through a call for participants within the junior college. The selection process involves choosing participants mainly based on their level of commitment, since the project would last a whole year.
Okay, so you've selected the team. The team is at hand. What happens next?
Right. Once we have a group, the students are involved in various activities such as group work, activity, or preparatory meetings and team building sessions, which are important for the group to get to know each other and work well together. Roberto, you've personally taken part in one of these projects, specifically the one on inclusion through health and sport.
Yes, I can say it was a very, very interesting experience. We had one to prepare in Malta because we're hosting, and the other one abroad was in Germany. And the preparation was very different. When you're hosting, you have much bigger effort to do, obviously, because it involves not only the students directly involved in some of the workshops, but other students to help out. The foreign students who come to junior college would have groups who would welcome the people in the morning, others who would be following individual groups throughout the day, others who would be helping us set up workshops, other groups who would be planning or helping us out with the events in the evenings. So we start with preparing a detailed week-long program. So there's a lot of hands-on thing about this. We split ourselves in different groups to work it out. And we plan from morning to evening, from the good morning to the groups at college, till before we leave them for them to get back to their hotels and rest. So the Maltese group spends the whole day with the foreign counterparts, and they're all involved in different activities. They would be fun, but also with a heavy element of education. There would be games, but they would also be involved in role plays, cultural outings, sporting activities, and also a treasure hunt. For example, the treasure hunt would be set sometimes either in Imdina or in Valletta, and it would take the students around looking towards particular features around Valletta or Imdina, learning about the history, learning about the meaning of certain words, and the groups would be mixed. So the Maltese participants would be mixed with the foreign participants, and it would be, let's say, a very, very interesting, fun and energetic opportunity for them to learn about history, but also work together. The evenings are also taken care of. Many of the evenings and the group spends together, sometimes in a laid-back event, like we watch a movie together, but not just any movie, even the movies. Sometimes we choose them with a certain theme, and then we try and discuss later. Sometimes it's recreation things like bowling. Other times we organize an international evening or a game night. And, for example, the international evening would usually be one of the highlights because everyone prepares about their country, the flag, sample foods, something about history and culture. We also sometimes organize small plays. Sometimes they're singing, dancing. It's a very fun celebration of national culture, language, differences, but also things which bring us together. And throughout the whole week, we also have thematic workshops and creative presentations related to the topics. Sometimes we invited experts in the field who came and gave a workshop or led a workshop where the students were involved. Other times, the students themselves discussed, divided in groups, and then presented to the larger group. And this is all related to the exchange when it was held here in Malta. When we go abroad, the number of students from junior college is smaller because we cannot take everyone, so there's a smaller group, but we again prepare ourselves for the different workshops we have ahead, for the international night that's going to be held there, and also the usual travel arrangements. When we're abroad, we're hosted, so other people are managing the program. However, we're still very, very, very much involved in the planning of it, because we'd have discussed this at a leader's level before, and also at the implementation level.
What I could add is also that this experience also adds with certification, which in this case would be the Youth Pass. This is an official way to certify this experience, which is a recognition tool for non-formal learning in youth projects. Non-formal education, if I may add, is that part of the learning process which encourages, which is encouraged through organized activities which are outside of and in addition to formal education. So this is the part of the learning experience that the office would focus on. We see these activities as vital to one's holistic development, which serves to empower the young people involved. Ultimately, it is a truly exceptional.
It was for me and every student I've seen who has involved themselves in these types of experiences. They have made friends, they have learned new skills. They also were a bit more open as to what's happening around them, more aware of what was happening. And so this was an Erasmus Plus type of experience. Are there any other international events that we have joined or participated in?
Yes, we regularly take part in Euroscola, as I mentioned, the Modern United Nations, and Euroweek, which is another network of meetings between students from different countries, from all over Europe.
Okay, and let's just take one. Can you give us an example of it and how the students and the staff are involved in it? Your choice.
Yes, of course. Euroscola, I would like to mention something on Euroscola, which takes part in Strasbourg, because it is our most popular project, as it involves the entire college, where students are able to participate by sitting for a competition. The successful applicants then get to travel to Strasbourg and attend a full day of activities at the European Parliament. The program is fully sponsored by the European Parliament, which allows for up to 24 students to attend and experience this day at the Parliament, which is a great opportunity. They're involved in multiple activities throughout their day, the idea of which is again that of fostering intercultural dialogue as they get to meet other students their age coming from all over. If I may add, the idea behind this project is mainly that to enable young people to understand the democratic process behind the European idea and physically experience how EU's institutions.
All right, so that's a great opportunity to go to the European Parliament and I'm sure also the other events that you have mentioned earlier. So a student who participates in these events, apart from what you have mentioned, what do they get out of it?
Overall, such activities promote active participation among students in international projects, which with the aim of gaining international exposure and experience. And they also promote intercultural understanding and inclusion amongst our student population. By engaging in such projects, our students also work on their preparedness for in 21st century skills, which are quite important in one's CV nowadays. There's also a platform for new networking opportunities, new friends, new insights as well. With regards to the skills, they gain, of course, they gain multiple skills. However, I might mention presentation, organizational, communication skills, problem solving, and networking. I believe these are important for a young individual today. These are just, of course, to name a few, since each student's experience is different as part of a project, as they usually get to contribute based on their personal skills and interests. This experience helps them improve on such skills or enhance them. What we've noticed is that the participation in such projects results in boosting the students' self-confidence and their overall motivation.
Yes, I can attest to that. The students who have participated were all into it, and the things that they have learned, I've seen them carry them on back into the activities they were involved back here in Malta. Even the enthusiasm or the openness that they learned about, they worked on and they used in the academic side or in other aspects of their lives. So I've been speaking a lot about the students and how the students were involved. I'm a member of staff and I was involved and I learned a lot from it. So What types of opportunities are there for the staff? What type of experience? And why is it important to have members of staff also involved in such events?
As you've said, you've taken part directly, so members of staff are also involved. It is important for us to involve them since they directly participate in projects. Each project is led by a team of educators at the junior college who oversee the success and student experience throughout the project's life cycle. We also provide opportunities for personal development, examples like training courses abroad. We're currently working on a new program in that regard. This helps members of staff to meet and exchange experiences with their peers abroad, whilst sharing and learning about best practices.
Okay, so basically the services that your office offers at junior college supports the whole junior college community, be it staff or students, to improve their personal skills, improve their professional skills, improve their vision about things that are going on, and so people are sort of building and supporting each other to grow. Am I correct?
That's right.
So if a person was interested in such opportunities, how could they learn about them?
We start the school year by advertising all these opportunities through our Freshers Week, as it happens at university as well. Following Freshers Week, there's usually also the Enrichment Program Week, where we would be advertising specific programs as part of the Enrichment Programs. As we said, most of the activities and projects offered by the International Office at Junior College are also part of the Enrichment Program. We would then follow by regularly updating students with any new such opportunities via email, by sending these calls through their official email. We would also be advertising in class, depending on the target group. And of course, we use our social media platforms.
Okay, we also, if I may add, advertise these in the regular guidance sessions that we offer our students at junior college, but also students who are thinking about joining junior college. And we also mention them in our outreach events, be it the open day, any regular programs, or other social media. So there's a lot for students to involve themselves in, and they'll be informed from the beginning of the year. Another question. If a student is interested to participate, let's say, in Euroscola Borjana, but they're also interested in the Erasmus Plus, would that be possible?
Of course it is, yes. We have students taking part in multiple projects. Of course, they will be at the beginning of it, and if they are accepted to take part in a specific project, they would be informed, well informed. We normally hold information sessions about the level of commitment. So in that case, it is up to them to make that decision. And of course, it should not interfere with their studies or with anything else that's important for them. So they would be advised about the timelines of these projects in order to make the decision for themselves.
If I remember correctly also, I mean, they are open to all students. However, if there are students who are not focusing or are missing on their academic side, the lectures or other activities, it could be the case, correct me if I'm wrong, that they will be asked not to participate in these, because we don't want students who are not giving their full attention to their college experience. You know, I think that's part of the conditions. Yes?
Yes, it's part of the conditions. It will be written in the participation leaflet or in their information pack.
And you mentioned the enrichment programs. We have a whole program on the enrichment program later on. However, just to make it clear, some of these, if not all, correct me, are part of the enrichment program offered at junior college, yes?
They are indeed, yes.
They are. So they students are. Participating will be able to get certification, as you mentioned, and in some instances, possibly also points to go up from first year to second year. Again, this would be more explained in detail in the program we have on the enrichment program. So as you were saying, Borjan, this is another effort from the college to provide an experience to the students to continue growing, to continue learning, to expand their horizons. Yes?
That's right.
And we mentioned Euroscola, Abel, and we mentioned the Erasmus Plus. Was there anything else? So we mentioned something related to the an exchange where we pick a topic, let's say sports and diversity. We've mentioned the one where they go to the European Parliament. Is there something a bit different involved in this?
Yes, there are these, we have a festival ongoing each year, which is HOLA. This is an opportunity for our students to take part in such an international setting, by staying at college, on college premises, they do not need to travel. That does not mean that the experience wouldn't be the same. HOLA focuses on the arts, so students with different artistic interests, including drama, music, and the visual arts, would have the opportunity to take part, but also interact with all the international guests we would have throughout the week of HOLA, which is usually held around March.
Okay, so this is another large event that is organized at college. And from what I understand, and also from my experience, when we are hosting either this HOLA event or Erasmus Plus events, it is not just a select few students who are involved. We have the core students who would have applied and would be officially part of the exchange program or the HOLA group. However, when we host, to a certain degree, the whole school is involved. When we have HOLA, the whole school is mobilitated to see the performances, to get involved with the foreign students, to get involved in some of the workshops. And similarly, when we have the Erasmus Plus exchange, not okay, open to all college. However, we have different students who can get involved at different parts of the program. It was very interesting to see that when we host, sometimes we host literally as a college and not as a small group. There would be many different people involved. Do you remember one in particular that is still in your, maybe you can share with us an experience on something you remember fondly about in a group or an event?
Yes, of course. We've had quite a number of interesting experiences, but one of the latest, let's say, I'll give you an idea of something that I've attended. It was quite amazing to attend Euro Week, which was held in Belgium a couple of years ago. And that was an interesting experience for the fact that there were over 24 countries present, and they were being hosted by the same school, which was quite an amazing and grand project, I must say. The idea was all about, of course, European culture, values, and learning about each other, and it was a very, very intense week. Each country had to present themselves apart from the usual cultural events, such as exhibiting our food and music and the art. It was interesting that each school needed to prepare a presentation in the form of an act. So they were on stage, and it was extremely interesting to see the creative ideas everyone came up with.
Okay. Borjana, thank you very much for your time. So people, you've listened to us, you've heard how many different opportunities to learn, to get involved, to meet new people, to learn new skills that are available through the Junior College International Office. Anyone who's listening, thank you for being with us. I encourage you to follow our social media, check about these experiences on our website, the Junior College website. And if you have any questions, please send us an email on info.jc@um.edu.mt. Thank you very much, Borjana, for being with us.
Thank you, Roberto.